Hey guys, AJ here, back with another one for you. So guys, we all know that there's all these knucklehead 304s that are messing their lives up big time. Guys, checking out student loan debt, having bastard kids, getting the herp derp, getting the high five, right? And whenever that happens, guys, they're always out here crying their eyes out.
No!
And guys, you ever notice that all these chicks mess their lives up and then start talking about Jesus? Clown world, right? Because there's a whole bunch of these fake Christian feminist chicks out there. These fake Christians that try and use this Christian feminism to browbeat you into accepting them while avoiding all accountability. So guys, we're gonna go to dumpster fire known as TikTok and look at some of these quote unquote Christian feminist Christian chicks. But before we do, like, subscribe, drop a comment, guys. This really helps keep this channel going. Check out my second channel, my locals, and guys, let's get into this.
So you're this,
Look at that, a single mom.
but you're also this.
Christian with
And
traditional ideals. Okay.
you're this.
She says, won't settle for less than a provider man who loves Jesus. Guys.
You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok.
How does anybody date you?
It's hard.
Look at
You're this.
So she's trying to say that she's a single mom. Look at that. A Christian with traditional ideals and won't settle for anything less than a provider man who loves Jesus. And she's serious, guys. Look at that. Look at that. And all these guys, she has 380 comments in his TikTok. It is hard. I'm so glad that I'm not the only one. Look at that. And this person says, I was divorced at 25 with two kids, now happily married to a Catholic provider man, pregnant with our third. It'll work out.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
Clown world. And of course, there's some simp saying, don't ever settle, gorgeous. Please. Come on, guys.
Beta!
And guys, her hashtags, you ready? Hashtag future stay at home mom. Come on, guys.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
Hashtag manifesting. Hashtag single mom. Hashtag solo mom. Hashtag Catholic TikTok. Hashtag dating TikTok. Hashtag dating. Hashtag dating talk. Hashtag traditional. Guys, come on. Come on, clown world.
Y'all, I really used to grieve in my spirit over being a single mom.
There it
And
is.
not because it's hard, which it is, but because I am a woman raising a young man. And I know and acknowledge there are things that he needs to learn as a young man that I, as a woman, cannot teach him. And it used to cause me to grieve so much up until last year, when my son started going to youth group and I really started to see him develop a relationship with God that was completely independent from my relationship with God. And I started to see a shift, and it clicked for me. God is a father to the fatherless.
Right there, guys. Right there. I was gonna let this play because I can't do it. Right here, guys. You wanna talk about Christian feminism? This is it right here. Basically saying, my son doesn't need his father, right? God is his daddy. Clown world.
And the areas where I lack, he does not. And he's a far better parent than I am, than his biological
There you
father, than
go.
any of us are. He's a far better parent. The best thing that we can do as single mothers is to give our children to Christ and let him take care of them. And he will. I know that it's not his design for us to be a single mom, but he works everything together for our good, so he will take care of our babies.
Right there, guys. Right there. Not man. I really, really, really should have married before I carried, you know, had my kid's dad around, not got knocked up by a Nug Nug or Gavin, the starving artist. Oh no. God is my kid's dad. Clown world, right? Absolutely insane. Guys, this is what's wrong with these modern 304 Christian feminist, man. Think about how much cap and cope. I'm telling you guys, if the people down south of the border that ship drugs up here started selling copium, dude, they would make more money. Absolutely insane. And guys, now this first person in her comments here actually has some sense. He says, to believe that you can teach your son how to be a man is you failing. You chose his father to have a child, but you can't teach a man. This post is BS. This next chick, who's a B-dub, says, Godfather is the fatherless. I keep repeating this to myself. I pray my kids have an amazing relationship with God. Look at that, guys. Man, oh man, oh man. Guys, okay. It looks about 50-50. There's dudes in this comment sex and saying she's full of it. And then all the chicks are all cheering for her here. Look at that. Come on, guys. Look at that, guys. And her hashtags, you ready? Hashtag single mom life. Hashtag single moms of TikTok. Hashtag Christianity. Hashtag Christianity TikTok. Hashtag Christian woman. Hashtag godly woman. Come on, guys.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
Look at that. Hashtag godly women in the making. Hashtag single moms. Hashtag single mom strong. Hashtag father to the fatherless. Hashtag Jesus saves. Guys, come on. I told you. This is foolishness. I told you. So much cat. Clown world.
I don't want anybody to make you feel ashamed. Children are a blessing. And God would not allow this child to exist if he didn't trust you or entrust you.
Look at that.
This child or raise this child to the potential that they're supposed to reach in life. God trusted you with this child. Don't let anybody make you feel ashamed for not continuing your sin. You may have fell into sin, and that's how you got here, but at least you kept the baby. Don't allow anybody to make you feel ashamed for being the best parent you can be, because this child is somebody. Don't allow anybody to make you feel ashamed, because your womb was able to create life. And that's a blessing that not many women are capable of. And God had enough grace to spare you through your sin, through your mistake. He still spared you enough so that you can look at the baby, the blessing, and see the blessing in the situation. He still blessed your womb. Your womb is fruitful. Don't allow anybody to make you feel guilty for a fruitful womb. Now don't continue the same mistakes, but don't let nobody make you feel guilty. Life is beautiful, and it's a gift.
There you go, guys. Right there. Right there, guys. First of all, guys, let's pump the brakes. Guys, women don't create life. Men have the seed of life. And women are the ovens, right? They incubate. But men have the seed. Guys, without us, there are no children. Okay? And guys, I honestly believe that one day when they make artificial wombs, guys, man, shoot. Then dudes really won't be dealing with chicks anymore. I told you guys, these chicks mess up their lives, have bastard kids, and all of a sudden it's all about Jesus. Clown world. Guys, I think about how crazy it is that these 304s take the Bible and Christianity, one of the most patriarchal systems, patriarchal books there are. Right? And guys, I'm not even a Christian. I'm saying this. I'm not religious at all. But guys, these are the same chicks who will say, only a godly man will date a single mom, right? A godly man will accept all this other stuff. So this shaming language they'll use towards men, and then this crazy, ridiculous message of just empowerment and foolishness that they give to these 304s, it's all part of this crazy agenda of crazy Christian feminism, guys, and don't fall for it. Don't fall for it, right? And guys, she has 380 comments here. The first comment, I have a 7-month-old, and when I recently found out I was pregnant again, the dad disappeared. Look at that. Look at that, guys. Come on, man. All these chicks are all saying, I needed this. God not only gave me a child, but he also will provide me with someone who will step up. Amen. Look at that, guys. Come on, man. These chicks are cooked. They are cooked. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Guys, are hashtags. Hashtag Christian mom. Hashtag Christian. Hashtag Christians. Hashtag motherhood. Guys, don't fall for this, guys. Back in the day, you know, in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, you could actually find decent chicks in church. Those days are long gone. Now it's nothing but 304s, single moms, right?
Let's be honest.
And all the rest. So, all right, you guys, it's AJ. I appreciate you guys. Like, subscribe, and I'm out of here, guys. Have a good one.